Hare Krishna. Today first we will read from Srimad Bhagavatam and then the reality is I'm unqualified and still we'll try in Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami side when he was writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, even though we are unqualified, but the glorifying to the Lord, that's a great pleasure, and hearing about Lord, you know, that's also very, it is very blissful for the devotees. That's what Krishna mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Madchitta madgato prana vadayantascha parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. So that's the fact. Even though I'm unqualified, but you know, please bless me so I can describe. I mean, I can release some pastime. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 14th chapter, text number 10. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Avai Charan Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. In that place, the beautiful Diti expressed her desire. O learned one, Cupid is taking his arrows and distressing me forcibly, as a mad elephant travels a banana tree. So, please repeat translation. In that place, beautiful Diti expressed her desire.
O learned one,
Cupid is taking his arrows
and distressing me forcibly,
as a mad elephant travels a banana tree. Purport. Beautiful Diti, seeing her husband absorbed in trance, began to speak loudly, not attempting to attract him by bodily expressions. She frankly said that her whole body was distressed by sex desire because of her husband's presence. Just a banana tree is troubled by a mad elephant. It was not natural for her to agitate her husband when he was in trance, but she could not control her strong sexual appetite. Her sex desire was like a mad elephant, and therefore it was prime duty of her husband to give her all protection by fulfill her desire. So, Srila Prabhupada here described about Diti's desire. So all of us, we know, actually, if people are like for too much after their sense gratification, the children will be never good. That's what it's proved. And Prabhupada will describe elaborately later in some other verses, like next few verse. So this is very important about our consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said, like, if we not in proper consciousness, then our population will be unwanted, you know. There will be more unwanted population rather than, you know, the civilized population. So, I would like to stop here about this verse. So all of us, you know, today is very auspicious day. Most auspicious day. It's today's appearance day of Srimati Radharani. Jai Srimati Radharani ki! Jai Shri Radha Vallabh ki! In different Gauri Acharya, they say, Actually, worship Krishna is, if we want to worship actually Krishna, we have to go through the Radharani. Otherwise, we cannot approach Krishna. It's impossible. And in fact, it is worship Radharani is more important than worship Krishna. Why? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that why it's important to worship Radharani? Because she is there to just please Krishna, nothing else. So, whatever we'll offer to her, what will happen? She will offer it perfectly to Krishna. You know, as we have seen, you know, when big people, they come or arrive, they go somewhere, what they do? They have bodyguard, assistants, and all PA, all the staff, isn't it? If someone want to approach that person, what they do? The first they will, okay, who are you? What do you want? What is your intention? And accordingly, his PA will introduce to the boss. Because he knows what boss like and what he does, or you know, what is his routine. So same way, Srimati Radharani, he knows how to, she knows how to please Krishna. So that's why if we worship her, actually, she will take us to Krishna. And if we worship Radharani, we cannot actually approach direct to him, her as well. So how we have to go through? Vaishnava and Guru Parampara. That's the only way. Because we are unqualified. Imagine, Sukadev Goswami described whole Bhagavatam. He didn't even mention once Srimati Radharani's name directly. Why? He said, I know, I'm unqualified. And secondly, different acharyas, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he said that, you know, he was so much absorbed in the love of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, he was relishing actually. But if he, you know, they say the word Radha, that's so powerful, he would have, you know, in ecstasy. And he would get all the symptom of astrasattvic vikar, then he cannot explain Bhagavatam. That's the only reason he didn't mention. But Srimati Radharani's name, it is mentioned in several scriptures. So many scriptures, you know. So, first, I would like to describe how Srimati Radharani actually created Navadvip. Mayapur Dham Ki
Jai!
So, actually Srimati Radharani, she constantly thinks how to please Krishna, all the time, 24/7. Once, Krishna went to Chandravali's Kunj. And Radharani found out. And she was like really upset. And then she asked Lalita, what is the, you know, why Krishna goes to Chandravali? What is the reason? And Lalita said, you know, I think she attracted him. That's why, you know, he went. So we better make something, some arrangement, so Krishna will be attracted to us. So what Radharani did, she thought something, but still she was upset. She entered in the kunja of Chandravali. And Chandravali was so scared because she knows Radharani is the best, you know. Mahabhava Swarupani Radha Thakurani. She is the embodiment of the Mahabhava, which is no one has, you know. It is impossible to have a living entity, you know. Anyway, forget about, even Mahalakshmi, they don't have it. Forget about, you know, all the, you know, other soul. Even Nitya Siddhar is impossible. So, Chandravali was so scared and she became river. That is Viraja. But Krishna was scared too. When he saw Radharani and he was thinking, oh, now I'm in trouble, he disappeared. So then Srimati Radharani, she was looking Krishna, where is Krishna, you know? And then he disappeared, she couldn't find it and she was very upset. And then she again came back to Lalita, you know. There is a pranam mantra for all the sakis, it's a karunna kalpa lalite, karunna kalpa latike lalite namaste, radha samanaguna chaturike visakhe. You know, Vishakha, she is so intelligent, super intelligent. Whenever Radharani needs some suggestion, she goes to Vishakha. And she asks, what shall I do? And then Vishakha said to Srimati Radharani, don't worry, you know. You just make such an arrangement, Krishna will attract it to that. He cannot, stay anywhere else, you know, if you call him. So Radharani, what she did, she's thinking, I will make a beautiful place, most beautiful, you know. And then she asked Ganga and Jamuna to flow both sides, and she made an island. And in that island, she create different petal, like lotus petal, 9 petal. And in there, what is called Karnika, is like at the center point of the lotus flower. And she created everything. Actually, Radharani personally created Navadvip. And there is all the bush, and big tree, flower tree, fruit trees, and all the animals like deers, peacock, and all singing birds is there. Everything there. And all the flowers there, they're like, it's like, what season? Basantakal? What is in English?
Spring
season. And it's fully decorated. And Krishna, he was still not coming. And then Radharani, she was a bit upset. And she again asked to Vishakha, what shall I do? And then Vishakha said, you play flute. Because, actually Srimati Radharani is the source of all ragas. She knows better than Krishna actually. Yes. And she made a beautiful kunj. And she start playing flute. Krishna couldn't stay anywhere else. And immediately, he appeared in front of Srimati Radharani. And actually there was a rasa dance took place. And Krishna and Radharani were dancing. They're dancing in so much, so intensely, they merge together. And then Mahaprabhu's feature, the Mahaprabhu Swarup, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually in that dance time, rasa dance time, they both, Radha and Krishna both together, and it's become one. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared first there. So that's it. It's considered, Krishna's all, incarnation and avatar, whatever, they are nitya, they are there. Sometimes people think, oh, they just came here and Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago and that's it. No, it is there in Golok Vrindavan permanently. And then Krishna was so pleased with Srimati Radharani's all the decoration and creation. So then Krishna said, I'm blessing this place. All holy place and pilgrimage, they will come to here and they will stay forever. And this is non-different from Vrindavan. And whoever will, visit here, definitely that person will be completely liberated. And he gave so much blessings, and he was very pleased with the Navadvip Dham. Of course, you know, if we go now, you can see, you know, all the hut and, you know, muddy place and roads are not good. But the thing is, if we read that Navadvip Bhavataranga, how, what, if we see with the proper consciousness, even till today, we can see that Navadvip is same, as good as Radharani created at the first time. You know, once my Guru Maharaj was giving class about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So before he established Chaitanya Math and, you know, birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he used to always go to on his roof, I mean building roof. His building name is Sanada Sukhada Kunja. And he saw a big effulgence. And he described to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I saw Mahaprabhu start Sankirtan from there. And he is going, thousands of devotees, and they are shining like gold, you know. All of them, they are so bright. And they are wearing all the, you know, beautiful dress. And thousands of devotees. Nobody could see it. Only Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw it. So the thing is, if we have proper consciousness, still we can, you know, Radha Krishna is there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, we can see. We can have darshan. So, that's why Navadvip Dham is very important. You know, it's non-different to Vrindavan. Because it is created by Srimati Radharani and it's pleasure for Krishna. Another pastime, it's really nice how the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they're so much, they strictly they follow Radharani's footstep. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself he said, you know, Nahang Vipra Nacharapati, Nahang Vipra Nacharapati, Nahang Vasya Nashudra, Nahang Bani Nachagripati, Nabanastav Jatirva, Kintu Pradyan Nikhila Paramananda Purna Mritabdhe, Gopi Bhartu Padakamala Daso Dasanu Daso. That's the system. So, once, Srinivas Acharya, he, every day, he sat and sit down, and then he remember, he just, you know, remember Krishna's pastimes, and he really liked it. Every day he sit. So for, you know, not long time, like, you know, 10, 15 minutes or half an hour, he used to sit. And he had two wives. They know about that. But one day suddenly, he's not, you know, coming to the consciousness anymore. He's like, you know, he closed his eyes and he's just sitting. And then his wives, both of them, like, they're thinking, oh, what happened? It's already breakfast time, 9 o'clock, 10, 11, 12. Now lunch time. But still he's not standing up, what happened? And they thought he already passed away. They were very scared. They called his disciple Ramchandra Kaviraj. So then Ramchandra Kaviraj came and he's asking, what happened? And he said, look, your spiritual master is sitting there for several hours and he's not even breathing. And I don't know what happened. Have a look. He said, oh, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So, he sat there as well. Sat next to him and he closed his eyes and he's sitting like that. It's already few hours gone and he's also not talking or not doing anything, just sitting. And they thought maybe he also died. So, and they are thinking, oh, what, you know, we bought him to solve the problem, he created himself another problem. So what will happen now? And they call Nartam Das Thakur. Who was there? Ramchandra Kavirajan. What is his friend name, Prabhuji? I think Nartam Das Thakur. I forgot his name. So, And then the both wives, they call him. Have a look what happened. And he came and he sat next to Ramchandra Kaviraj again. And he said, don't worry, I'll solve the problem. So, then the three of them are sitting and it's already one day gone, next day morning. Then they woke up. And by the time here already, you know, all women are crying and they're thinking what will happen, what to do, you know. And three of them pass away at a time. So then they ask Ramchandra Kaviraj, what happened? He said, actually my spiritual master, Srinivas Acharya, he went to, you know, in Nitya Leela, Srimati Radharani was taking birth in Radhakund. No, I think, yeah. And then she lost her, nostring. And all the Sakhi, they couldn't find it. And then by the time I went there, and Lalita Sakhi said to me to found out that nostring. So I was trying to find it, but I couldn't find it. So I was still, I'm going underwater and I'm trying to search it. And then by the time Ramchandra Kaviraj came. So, and he's asking what happened. And I told him to, search with me as well. Sorry, Srinivasachari here is describing. So, I was helping to my spiritual master to find out what happened to nostring. And then by the time, another person came, Narottam Das Thakur. So, three of us, we were trying to find. And then finally, Ramchandra Kaviraj found it. And he gave it to whom? Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya, he was very dear to Srimati. He is very dear to Srimati Radharani. He could directly give to Srimati Radharani, but he's not. He gave to Lalita. Lalita gave it to Radharani. So the Radharani was very pleased. She was chewing betel nut. Betel leaf and betel nut, tambul. And she gave a little bit to Lalita. And Lalita gave it to Srinivas Acharya. And Srinivas Acharya gave it to his both disciples. Actually, Narottam Das Thakur also considered his Shiksha disciple. He didn't took initiation from him. So that's how we can see, even the great Acharya, they are teaching us how to approach Srimati Radharani. And actually, of course, by that way you can approach Krishna. So they're setting the example. Sometimes we see, many of us, we go to Vrindavan. Some of them, many people, they say, you just chant Radhe Radhe, that's it. It will give you everything. Just worship Srimati Radharani. But this is not the fact. That's not the way we should approach. We have to approach by Vaishnavas and Acharyas, they set up the example for us. Without Gaur Nitai Smarsi, of course, we cannot go anyway. Hano Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Without Gaur Nitai, you cannot approach to Radha and Krishna. Another pastime, once Rupa Goswami, he was so detached. He never ever kept anything. Never. All of us, we know how Sara Goswami, they are so detached. But amongst them, of course, Raghunath Das Goswami is the most. But Rupa Goswami was also very, he never accept anything from anyone. So, every morning what he used to do, he used to go to Radhakunda's bank of Radhakunda and he used to chant and sit and chant for several hours. So it was the summer season and sun rise very early and it's very powerful sunlight. And then he was sitting and chanting and he just closed his eyes and is remembering some pastime of Radha and Krishna. So, and by the time Sanatana Goswami came and he suddenly, knock him, hey, what are you doing? And then he said, oh no, I'm just chanting. And then Sanatana Goswami said, why don't you make a hut and chant there? I said, why? What happened? And then he said, actually, Srimati Radharani, while you are chanting, because sun is so strong, it is hitting your face. So you will feel distressed. That's why Srimati Radharani, she put her choli in front of you like that. She was like that. So why are you giving, you know, we should serve her, not that we are accepting some service. So make a hut. So after that, actually, Rupa Goswami made a place, at least, you know, for his chanting. He never chanted like that in the sunlight. So Radharani, she takes care so much his devotees. She is always take care so much. So that's his, you know, his mercifulness, his karunata. He's so merciful. And another nice pastimes I heard from Bhakti, His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj's class. Once, Krishna, he was in Nidubun, and Radharani, she is there, and all the sakhis were there. And Krishna said, I want to play pasha today. What is called in English pasha? There is no any word? Dice. Yes. I want to play dice today. And then Lalita said, look, you should be a little bit, you know, worried about this. Because every time you play, you always lose. And you don't want to accept, and you argue. There's an endless argument. So, I don't think so, we will allow to Srimati Radharani to play with you. And then he said, no, this time I will not fight, guarantee. And then Lalita said, no, I cannot believe you. So, but today you cannot just, you know, play dice without anything. So, you have to keep a bond. And then Krishna said, well, why just me? Why not Radharani as well? And then she said, okay, both of you have to keep something. So Srimati Radharani kept her necklace and Krishna kept his flute. And they both, you know, first Lalita said, look, you going to lose. Think about it. And Krishna said, no, this time I'm not going to lose. I'm going to win. And they start playing. And of course, you know, Srimati Radharani she's actually so powerful. She's called Madan Mohan Mohini. Yeah? She looked at Krishna and Krishna, you know, she looked at Krishna and, you know, like such a way, Krishna, forget everything. And he was looking at Srimati Radharani. And by that time, the sakis, what they did, they changed the dice. And Krishna looked at her, what is the, oh, your number is very less actually. So now is Srimati Radharani's turn, you know. And she plays very nicely and she got more point. And you know, within few minutes anyway, Krishna lose. And Krishna said, look, I am not accepting this one. And they said, no, we told you, you're going to fight. I know, you know, we know all of this. But you have to accept it. Krishna said, no, look, you know, this is not, you know, you and your sakhi, yeah, you cheating with me and it is not proper. You are injustice to me. So it has to be proper way. So you tell your sakhi, she cannot look at me. If she is looking at me, so I cannot play. So, and then Lalita said, well, that's not my sakhi's problem. You don't look at my sakhi. That's it. Problem is finished. And then Krishna said, no, I can't do that. You know. So, your sakhi cannot look at me. And then Radharani, Srimati Radharani said, okay, I won't look at you. Let's see what happened. So, then Srimati Radharani starts singing. It was so sweet. Again, Krishna forgot everything. And he was looking at her. And then again, you know, things happen. And then again he lost. So he lost three times. And then Krishna said, well, you know, this is not proper way. You guys always cheat, cheat, cheat. So this is not fair. So I'm not accepting this. Losing. So I think we have to play again. And then Lalita said, no, it's final. So you are not getting your flute. And then Krishna said, what? You know, you have to give me my flute. Otherwise, how I'm going to, you know, bring my cows? And I have only flute with me, nothing else. And Lalita said, no, this was the condition. You gambled and you lost it. And Krishna was so sad, and Krishna's literally begging from Lalita, can you please give me my flute? And Lalita said, no. And then Krishna said, well, then can you exchange with anything? And Lalita said, okay, I'll think about it. But yet I'm not giving the flute. And then he said, look, I have nothing. Because, look, a person has three kinds of things. One is his wealth, one is body, and mind. So, my wealth is whatever body and wealth is belongs to my devotees. Everything. And my mind belongs to Srimati Radharani. So your Sakhi already stolen my mind. So only thing I have is flute. And that's also you already took. So what can I give you? So Lalita said, no, I don't care about that. But you have to give me something. And then Krishna said, look, your Sakhi, she stolen my mind. So give it me to back my mind. I'll give you whatever you want. And then Lalita said, no, you stole my Sakhi's mind. So this is other way around. So you are, you know, lying. And Krishna said, no. If you can do this, I'll give you whatever you like. And Lalita said, no. You ask Radharani. If she wants to give back, so it's fine. And then Krishna came. Of course, you know, Srimati Radharani, she's always think about how to please, even though sometimes she's not happy, not upset. I mean, she is very upset, but when Krishna comes to next to Srimati Radharani, she forget everything. Anyway, this is a pastime. When Krishna came next to Radharani, she immediately gave back the flute. And then she said, tell me what I have to give. Everything is yours. Whatever I have. So it's what a big deal. You know. If you want to take your mind from me, you can take it. You know, I'm always yours. You know, you can use me way you want. Doesn't matter. You know. But the only thing is, I just want to please you. That is my intention. Doesn't matter whether I'm happy, unhappy or whatever. But my intention is just I want to please you. So if you are happy with anything, just do it. So that's Srimati Radharani's mood. She is ready to do anything. You know, sometimes we think, okay, I'm doing this service, whether it will please me or not. I mean, it is suitable for me or not. We think this way. But Srimati Radharani never think that way. She think, doesn't matter whether it suit me or not, whether it will please Krishna or not. That is her mood. You know, this is very famous pastime that once, you know, Krishna had a headache in Dwarka. And Narad Muni asked what happened. And then Krishna said, I have headache. But the only remedy is if someone will give, my devotees has to give some feet dust. See if someone will put on my head, so it will be cured. And then Narad Muni thought, well, you have so many devotees here. So first he went run to his, you know, wives. So first he went to Rukmini. Oh, this thing happened. Can you give some feet dust? And Rukmini said, are you crazy? What are you talking about? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. How come I will give my feet dust to on his head? And he said, oh, he wants his devotee's feet dust. And then Rukmini said, you are his devotee. Why you are not giving? Why you came to me? And then Narayana said, no. Actually, I thought, quite earlier than you, when Krishna said, and I understand, so I don't know what to do. And then he went back. And Krishna said, look, I need it. Probably you won't, all of you, nobody will give me. So, please go to Vrindavan and ask, gopis what they are saying. So, Narad Muni approached to Srimati Radharani and just said, Krishna have headache. And remedy is, a medicine is someone has to give their food, feet dust, so Krishna will be cured. Srimati Radharani immediately, she said, bring so much dust. And then she put her feet on that, and she took it, as much as you want. And then Narad Muni said, did you thought about it? Krishna is Supreme Personality of God, and it is an offense to give him feet dust. And you'll go to hell, time immemorial. It will be never end. Endless time you'll suffer in the hell. And then Srimati Radharani said, if Krishna will be pleased with that, if his headache will be cured with that, so I'm very happy to suffer in the hell for time immemorial, doesn't matter. As long as he will be pleased, that's it. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he mentioned one of his songs, Tomar Shevai Dukho Jodi Hai Sheyoto Paramo Sukh. Actually, that's the devotee's mood. Even though to serve Krishna, sometimes there is difficulties. Of course there will be difficulties. But devotees never take that difficulties as a difficulties. They take it as a pleasure. That's why devotees, Shastra mentioned that, devotees never affected by any material nature or any material condition. Because of their consciousness. It's not that they don't feel it. Of course, they feel. Of course, they have the miserable condition. They have, hard time. But they take it for Krishna's pleasure. They accept it. How Srimati Radharani, imagine, she's accepted the time immemorial for suffering in the hellish platform, hellish planet. So that's a devotee's mood, That much, Radharani loves Krishna. So that's why all the Shastra mention Srimati Radharani is unparalleled. Is a never ever anything or anyone can be compared with Srimati Radharani. Her quality is unlimited. So, we all love prasadam, isn't it? Srimati Radharani, every day she cook new for Krishna. She never ever, repeat any dish. Any dishes she never repeat. Every day new. And when, Krishna was in Vrindavan, and that's why Mother Yashoda used to request Srimati Radharani, can you please come and cook for Krishna? She used to cook always new. So, the thing is, once Janyashru said that when you go to deity kitchen and cook for the deity, first thing, we should pray to Srimati Radharani that I am not going to cook. Actually, I am not qualified. I am just helping you. So please, you use me as an instrument. So that's why I can prepare for Lord's offering. So that's the proper mode. Otherwise, that's how, actually you can see the difference when devotees, they cook for Krishna. That's amazing. It's never happened at home. I don't know how many of us we notice that. Never. So, Srimati Radharani actually always cook for Krishna. Always. And she never repeat any dishes. Dish. So, Another pastime, Krishna and Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan, many people they have confusion about it. What happened? Many people think, how come, especially those who are not Gauriya Vaishnav, they say, how come Krishna is not married to Srimati Radharani, but how come they are still they're standing together? How, what type of Lord he is in? He took someone's other wife. Actually, Krishna got married with Radharani twice, not once. Even in Vrindavan. First time, once Nanda Maharaj, he took all the cow to Gocharan Bhumi, and King Brisavan also came. And they both came with their children. So Krishna is small, Radharani is small as well. So Krishna is a little bit bigger than Srimati Radharani. So, and Krishna, of course, he is very clever from the childhood and very strong. You know. And then Krishna was playing. So suddenly there, you know, the cloud become a dark color, and everybody understand, you know, now the strong wind gonna come. So, and there is so many. There are so many cows they have to take care. So what they did, because it is so sudden, they suddenly left for the taking care of cow. And King Brishavanu, he said to Krishna, can you please look after Radharani? And Krishna said, okay, no problem. I will look after her. Because she is, you know, very small. So then they both left, and Narad Muni came. And of course, who else? Yogamaya came. They both were there. So Krishna and Radharani, they both have become teenage. You know, they both were dancing. So then Narad Muni said, you know, why we not make a special occasion, a special arrangement? And then Yogamaya said, what? I said, we can, you know, give marriage to both of them. So Nanda Maharaj and Brishavanu, King Brishavanu, they were taking care of cow, and there is strong wind and nobody is outside. But in here, Radha and Krishna, they both are sitting, and that atmosphere completely different. Because Yogamaya created all the things, you know. Purnamasi. So Narad Muni arranged their marriage, and he was the Purohit for them. So there was the first marriage ceremony took place. Another was when Brahma Vimohan Leela was there, took place. And of course, that time, all the gopas and calves, they all are Krishna's expansion, isn't it? Because Brahma still, he have stolen all of them. So Krishna expand himself as a Gopabalak and calf. Cowherd boy and calf. So Purnamasi, that time he said, you know, now is the best time to give marriage. So everyone should get married now. So at that time, all the gopis, they got married with whom? Krishna. Include Radharani actually. So, that's why sometimes people say, oh, Krishna is, you know, dancing with other wives. No, Krishna is dancing with his own wife. Because that time all the expansion, you know, Krishna's expansion was there, all the Gopabalak and everyone. So it is not, you know. And also, People have misunderstanding that, you know, Krishna, you know, married so many, you know, he has a girlfriend, Srimati Radharani, and there are so many wives. No. Krishna only married Rukmini actually. Of course, Srimati Radharani, his, you know, eternal companion. So, Srimati Radharani is the source of all, you know, Shakti Tattva. Include all Mahalakshmi and Rukmini, Satyabhama, whatever. Even Chandravali, you know. They all his, her expansion. You know, we know when, like, Krishna left to Dwarka for 100 years. And Srimati Radharani was so much, you know, in anxiety because she didn't saw Krishna so long. Actually, this is also mentioned, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said, it's externally, Radharani was feeling like that. Actually, Krishna never left Vrindavan. He is there, in fact, with Radharani. But what people said to him, like Krishna left, because she just heard about this, and she felt like, how I'm going to leave? Because of that, she was like, you know, so sick. Because she is constantly thinking, oh, Krishna just left, you know, he is in Vrindavan, he is in Dwarka. But Krishna is still there, anyway. So, then she was really sick because she stopped eating, drinking, and, you know, everybody thought she would leave her body. So, one by one, everyone came. You know, as they, you can see, it is mentioned also in Garga Sanghita that, you know, first, you know, Ayan Ghosh came. That's her, you know, like, externally husband. And he prayed, you know. He prayed to Srimati Radharani and he said, oh, my dear Srimati Radharani, I know I'm very unqualified. And I know you are, you know, eternal companion of Srimati Radharani. But I just want to get that opportunity to serve you. So that's why I ask benediction, you know, this benediction. And also, I never ever had a chance to touch your lotus feet because I'm not qualified. So if you kindly allow me to touch your lotus feet, I'll be really thankful. I'll be really, you know, I'll think it is my great fortune. So, and then he paid his obeisances. And then Chandravali came. And Chandravali, you know, she prayed to Srimati Radharani. She said, you know, Krishna comes to me. Why? Because you want to increase your quality, your love more. So when it's increased, he leaves me. He always. And, you know, in fact, we are nothing without you. See, you are the source of everything. So because of your existence, we are existing. So, that's why, please, you know, forgive us and forgive all the offense and please, you know, allow me to touch your lotus feet. You know, so if we see this way, you know, all the Shakti Tattva actually, it's coming from Srimati Radharani. She is the source of everything. In fact, Chandravali and all the Sakhis. So that's Srimati Radharani. And of course, Srila Prabhupada said that several acharyas, they always make only one common point that, you know, even though if we describe, you know, like life after lifetime, you know, millions of lifetimes, still we cannot understand Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada always, many times he said the position of spiritual master and Srimati Radharani and Lord Shiva, these three things very, very difficult to understand. Most of the people will be confused. So it is the most deep philosophy. So that's why we'll pray to our spiritual master. So by their mercy, So we'll be able to serve Srimati Radharani to please Krishna. Thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any comments and question, please. And if there is any mistake, please forgive me. Yes, Prabhuji.
I heard Brahmaji also married in Bhandarika.
Yeah. Bandarbon. Yeah. Actually, once I had a question, like, sometime if you see some description of the Shastra, they're a little bit different, you know. If you see about Varahadeva's Avirbhav, somewhere you will see Varahadeva is golden color, and somewhere it's described it's black color. So I asked this question. One of my senior god brother, he's very expert about all the Puranas and Avatar Tattva, His Grace Murari Gupta Prabhu. And he said, actually these pastimes, it describes all the truth, because Krishna appeared so many times in different, in different time he appeared so many times. So maybe some of them pastime describe in, you know, present, like present Kali Yuga, Dwapar Yuga when Krishna came. Some of the pastime even before when other Dwapar Yuga, or some of them even in Goloka Vrindavan, whatever happening there. So that's why sometimes there is little bit a difference. So yeah, Brahmaji also give marriage to Radha and Krishna in Bandirvan. Thank you, Prabhuji. Jai Srimati Radharani ki, Radha Vallabh ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Anand Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari. Thank you. Many Guru.